committee member Langer. Is the structures, the sounds, the words. The soul is the people that speak it, and the people that have been speaking it for 2,000 years, and what they think, and what they write, and the songs they sing, and the poems they compose, right? So the soul might come through me when I'm talking about the body. So, this came through the mind when I were, I've made a mistake here, by the way. Does anybody see what I've done wrong?
It's well for the person who listens a lot and speaks a little.
The person who listens a lot is better. It's better off than the person who speaks a lot. And I was talking to Jim, who, Jim, you don't mind me mentioning, Jim's a Presbyterian minister, and I'm a Catholic, and I was at Mass a couple of weeks ago, and the priest, it was St. John's, if anybody's a Christian here, apart from myself and Jim, there was a thing came up in the Gospel, it was in the Gospel, and the first couple of words were the first sentences of St. John's Gospel, in Irish. There's something the matter with that grammar there. So I'll not tell you what the priest said, but one of these is right and one of them's wrong. And the English is, Jim, what's the English?
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word was God.
The Word was God. So which one's right and which one's wrong?
The second one's right.
And many people say the second one's right. Many people say the first one's right. The second one's right. This means the Word was a God. The Word was God because Christians believe there's only one God. The Word was God. Gordon, my good Lord.
Oh, I need to check the double sided ones. The one missing. The third one. The number missing.
Numbers. Have you got up to 13?
Not the right order.
1, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 115, 116, 117, 118, 119, 120, 121, 122, 123, 124, 125, 126, 127, 128, 129, 130 when you just say something about yourself, just say your name in a sentence in Irish or English, just to break the ice and to make me feel more comfortable.
It's Mr. Trevor.
Trevor.
It's Mr. Adrian.
Adrian.
It's Mr. Kate.
It's Mr. Liz.
It's Mr. Colette.
It's Mr. Meyer.
It's Mr. Edward. It's Mr. Fella.
Mr. Jack.
Jack.
Mr. Harry.
Harry.
John.
Mr. Louise.
Mr.
Chassie.
It's Mr.
Mary.
Mr.
Jerry.
Mr. Laura.
It's Mr. Bridge. It's Mr. Hayward.
It's Mr. Garrigan. It's Mr. Francis. It's Mr. Paul.
It's Mr. Leslie.
It's
Mr. Sheridan. It's
Mr.
William. Just
for
you,
Matt. Why, who's going to
mic?
It's
Mr. Stephen.
It's Mr.
Good.
It's Mr. Palmer. It's Mr. Shushy.
It's Mr.
Hayward.
It's Mr.
Dilligan. It's Mr.
Barry.
It's Mr.
Jim. Right, I'm not remembering the names, but at least that's okay. That's okay. And Linda, of course. So, Linda, we were just, I was discussing with Jim this year.
Oh, yes.
And you'll show him that hospital hymns and Bible later on. So anyway, as I said, Linda, we're talking about the body when we talk about the words, the pronunciation and so on, and the soul is what makes the language move. It's carried us for 2,000 years and keeps on carrying us, and what's been written in Irish and what the songs that people sing, the poems they compose, right? So this is probably whenever I'm talking about this. And as I say, this is very awkward for me to say in English, okay, so I say things wrong. Don't be taping my English, you can tape me Irish, okay? So, what am I sure to? We'll start with the book. Oh, there's something written at the tops of your sheets here, and we'll come back to this as we'll go along. Oh,
Carmichael,
Linda.
There's more coming up.
And Gaelic Village is sad with one. Marmor, Ledger, Marek, and don't go back to that. This is a poem, a piece of a poem that somebody composed in the 17th century or 18th century. Beautiful Irish, sweet Irish, with the softest music, strong, fast, great, strong, like the breaking of the waves. Doesn't sound right in English, but it's beautiful in English. A Gaelic village is sad with fun, Marmor, Ledger, Marek, Nadun. Try and say that after me. A Gaelic village.
A Gaelic village.
Is sad with fun.
Is sad with fun.
Marmor, Ledger.
Marmor, Ledger.
Marek, Nadun.
Marek, Nadun.
Say it together.
A Gaelic village is sad with fun.
Marmor,
Ledger,
Marek,
Nadun.
Eish lefoon a hoon and is your two brack.
Eish lefoon a hoon and is your two brack.
Can anybody translate that?
Listen to the sound.
Yeah. So if you listen, you'll learn. Okay? So the traditional Irish alphabet was named after trees. They used the Roman alphabet, but to remember it, they used the names of trees. Some of these trees' names are out of use now, and there's other names for them. But I'll be going through them anyway. You can say them after me. Ah.
Alum.
Day.
Day.
Be.
Be.
K.
K.
Col.
Col.
Day.
Day.
Dar.
Dar.
A.
A.
Ada.
Ada.
F.
F.
Farn.
Farn.
Gay.
Gay.
Gort.
Gort.
Hesh.
Hesh.
Ua.
Ua.
E.
E.
Ege.
Ege.
L.
L.
Lish.
Lish.
M.
M.
Win.
Win.
N.
N.
Nin.
Nin.
O.
O.
Er.
Er.
Pei.
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 R.
R.
Rush.
Rush.
Sil.
Sil.
S.
S.
Sil.
Pei.
Pei. Pekne.
Pekne.
U.
U.
Ur.
Ur.
In modern days, and where I was teaching, we use these names for the letters, but didn't use the English names, we used the Irish names. So the present day alphabet, which I'll be using, so you will have to plan it on it. So after me, ah,
ah,
they,
they,
k,
k,
they,
they,
a,
a,
f,
f,
gay,
gay,
hesh,
hesh,
e,
e,
j,
j,
cu, ar,
er,
as,
as,
te,
te,
u,
ve,
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 ex,
ye,
ye,
ze,
ze. So, I would usually do this in Irish, but we're trying to do it in English. What letter of the alphabet would you say if somebody hit you? Well, that's what I would say. What letter would you say of the alphabet would you say if somebody told you something new?
Oh, right.
What letter of the alphabet is the Irish word for a goose?
Gay.
What letter of the alphabet is the Irish word for a waterfall?
Ass.
Who said that? My, who aren't you? What letter of the alphabet do you drink?
Okay.
What two letters of the alphabet would you use at the beginning of a question?
K.
What else? K and K. K being short, car or two. Okay. What letter of the alphabet means a big dog?
Coo.
Coo. What letter of the alphabet do you put on bread to make it nicer? Yes, our bread then? Great. So, I'll put a couple of ones random on the blackboard and you have to say them.
Okay.
Neil, no,
Neil.
K.
M.
K.
Bae.
By the way, this is an old word for a woman, bae. You get it in a lot of poems, bae.
Ka.
Ka.
L.
S.
K.
Right, so we'll say it together, the whole alphabet. A.
Bae.
K.
D.
A.
F.
G.
H.
E.
J.
K. L. M. N. O. P. Q. R. S. T.
U.
V.
W.
X. Y. Z. You can't say it without the pigs. You can't say it just one set. If you know it, say it. Okay? So people can say it. A.
B.
K.
D.
A.
F.
Y.
H.
E.
J.
K.
L.
M.
N.
O.
P.
Q.
R.
S.
T.
U.
V.
W.
X.
Y. Z. So, if you're spelling out a word, K. O. R. P. A. N. A. N. E. S. M. A. Fata. A. N. A. R. D. O. N. T. A. Fata. A. A fata e s t a a s, m o fata r a fata n, a g u s, a k h a n a s, b a a g a fata n. My door. In your bed.
A
r a. A fata s.
They are A R N, they are father N.
U E S K A. On the back now.
K U R A S K A L.
K A R A. So that's the way I was speaking, okay? And you'll pick it up as you go. So we're starting with the vowels, and I think people were missing ages there, were they?
Yes.
Could you have come? No, and Dory doesn't matter.
He had
no
knee.
He had a leg.
So some of the copies only have the odd numbers.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Everybody?
Yeah.
I think this is going to last for 2 weeks or 3 weeks, so I'm not going to rush through it. I want you to learn it instead of me lecture. Okay? So we'll be doing drills. I won't put anybody up in front of the class unless they want to go, but I'm going to let you go first. You know? I'll give you some say things after me, and then okay, work in the user, thank you so much, we'll move on to the next slide. That's okay.
Jim or Cam? I'd see, and she, oh, she can do it, don't you? I'd see Hal, and she.
What?
Is there any more pages for us? 4, 6, 8.
You're not pushing them up before them, did you? Now, I'm testing the audition before I'm in the park, or audition before. Did you have a king show? Right, are you editing?
Yes.
Right, is everybody happy, or will it just go on and then find out where you are? Right, so as I said, I'm not going to rush through things. Linda said in a couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks, so I'm going to take my time because I want this to try and learn. Okay? So, we'll start with the vowels, and then Irish will call the vowels Nibbukti, Bukti, Nibbukti, Nibbukti, right? So, these are the letters that represent the vowels. Three of them are broad, and two of them are slender. This is A, O, U, E, and A, right?
Mm-hmm.
And adding letters, there's a thing in Irish that you don't have, as far as I know, in other languages, apart from Scottish Gaelic, where you have a broad consonant and a slender consonant. If a consonant is beside A, O, or U, it's going to be broad. If it's beside E and A, it's going to be slender. But we'll come to that when we're talking about it. The consonants. We'll talk about the vowels first. So this is how we can use them in writing, but there's more than five sounds. Right? Each vowel has a short sound and a long sound. There's diphthongs as well. And there's letters that are used to give a vowel sound that aren't vowels, but we'll come to that. So if you look at the mouth, when we're making the vowel sounds, we don't stop the air. We shape the air with our mouth or with our tongue. So the air comes out in different ways depending on where your tongue is, where your lips are, and so on. So these vowels here, E, A, F, A, are front vowels because the tongue's raised near the front of the mouth when you say them. So if you say E, you can see if you put your finger in your mouth, it's hitting your tongue because your tongue, the front of your tongue is hitting the top of your mouth. And the same with A. If you say A, O, and U, you can put your finger away back, which you're not going to do, right? But E and A, your finger will touch your tongue. They're the front vowels. The other ones are the back vowels, and that's why we call them front, because the front of the tongue stops the air, nearly stops the air. It's raised. And the A, O, and U, the back of the tongue is raised. Okay? But there's an intermediate sounds here. This is the back A, which is A. This is an open O, which we pronounce O, and it's very important in Ulster Irish and in Scottish Gaelic. A, O, O, and this is wrong. U. A, O, O, U. They're the back vowels. This is open, half open, half closed, closed, because if you think of where your tongue is higher than this, and it's lower here. Open, half open, closed, half closed. Sorry, half closed, closed. Ah, oh, oh, boo. So I'll begin with ah.
Ah,
oh,
oh,
boo.
Oh.
Ah, oh, oh, boo. In the front vowels, this is another ah sound, but it's not ah, it's ah, ah. And you're ah, so it's ah, ah, eh,
eh,
eh, e. So I'm going to put a couple of words so as you recognize them. She.
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 She. Shan.
Shan.
She.
She.
Shan. Shan. Now listen to the difference between these two. A. Shan. That's A, and this isn't A. It's an intermediate sound between this and that. Shan. Not Shane, not Shan. Shan. And the back vowels, oo, 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 ah. Okay? So if you look at your sheets, we're going to look at the ah sound, I think, first. Lahana, three. We're on page 3 anyway. So tree and car. Tree of this car. So whatever's written in English, Irish here is written in English above it. So if you look towards the top of the page, the vowel letters have two main purposes. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Right. The first purpose is to show the vowel, or to show a diphthong sound, as in la. The second purpose is to show you whether the following consonant or the consonant before is slender or broad. So, for example, in this word, an ish. There's no sound from this O. This O is telling you that the N is broad. The only sound we're hearing here is the I, an ish. Okay? So, this is the sound. This O here, its only purpose is to tell you that the N is broad, an ish. You don't hear no sound at all. There's a letter here that we don't pronounce. It's telling you something about the consonant. What do we not pronounce?
The I.
This I here. This I is the title that this is a slender end. In you, you don't hear any I sound. The I is telling you that this is a slender double end, which is in you. So as I said, a vowel has two purposes. First of all, to tell you, give you a sound, and the second one to tell you about the consonant. So, if we look at just those two letters there, that word there, that the name of a person, only one of those vowels is pronounced. Which one's pronounced?
Yeah.
The I. What's the I doing there?
It's
telling you that the T is slender, right? So we say catch, catch. If I took the I away, we would have a broad T, which would be cat, 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 catch. Do you see that? So as I said, the vowel has two purposes, or a written vowel has two purposes. First of all, to tell you the sound of a vowel, or to tell you whether a consonant is broad or slender. Right? There's another example there. Which vowel do we say there?
The A.
The A, because it's long.
The ayes only telling us that this is a slander day. Ach. If I was to take the eye away, the only thing that would change would be the sound of the tape. It would become a broad tape. So you could say at, at, ach, ach. Do you see that? This word means to swell, at. This means strange, ach, at, ach. So you see the eyes only there to tell you that the tea is slender. Okay? So think of that when you're reading. Okay? So, Nebuchadnezzar, the back vowels are A, O, open O, closed O, and U. So this is the open O here, O, closed O, O, and U. And we use the open O a lot when we have an O father. So for example, we don't say Bo, we say Bo. In Connemara and in Munster, we say Bo. We have an open O here, Bo. Okay? Trying to think of another simple example. Kyo. We don't say Kyo. Kyo. Kyo, they would say in Connemara and in Munster. Kyo. Okay? An open O. But we'll come to that anyway. We're looking at the A's. So, you see the two lists, the short A and the long A? Right. So, the problem with a lot of learners in Irish, because I teach it in Belfast, they make things wrong that aren't wrong. They say far, when they're talking about a man, and it's not far, it's far. It's a short A, far. And the F step and the rest, right? So, far, that means something that's far away, but the Irish word for a man is far, 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 far. Far away, far, that's English, far, far, far. And the same with woman, you hear people say, van, it's not van, it's van. Van, 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 far, van, far, van, van, far, van, van. They're short, right? So, we'll say the short A. Usually when something is long, it has a length mark on it. So you see the two lists here, and you just have to practice them. So we're going to practice now. And then you're going to practice with verse. So, say after me. Cat.
Cat.
R.
R.
Cass.
Cass.
And we'll exaggerate what she's going to do. It is short and long. Cat.
Cass.
R.
R.
Cass.
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 Gas.
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 Las.
Las.
Ras.
Ras.
Ba.
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 Glass.
Glass.
Gra.
Gra.
La.
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 Pa.
Pa.
Tra.
Tra.
Mar.
Mar.
Sorry, I made that wrong. Mar.
Mar.
Ma.
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 Ka.
Ka.
Fan.
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 So a word we use a whole lot in Irish, it's a word to wait. Fan. I hear where I was speaking a lot of people saying, fan. Fan. It's not fan. It's fan. 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 Fun. 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 Right, so this side's going to say the short ones. Fionnuala's going to give us a wee bit of help here. And this side's going to do the long ones. Fionnuala, and Yerhi Tussa, you said that Aber Tussa and Rodi Gerichel's journey with Jinn and Rodi Father. Maggie Lore? Right, so we'll break our little cut if this is the plural one here. Right?
Yes.
Aber Tussa and Gerichel's journey with Jinn and Rodi Father. Maggie Lore?
So, cut.
Cat.
Cat.
R.
R.
Cass.
Cass.
She's from Cass, don't know. Who needs it? She's going to be fast, isn't she? Toshi Rish.
So, cat.
Cat.
R.
R.
So, like yellow?
I did the other person that said that. He said
it. So, together. Okay, so, Cass.
Cass.
R.
Cass.
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 Ba.
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 Glass.
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 Mark.
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 Car.
Fun.
Fun.
And we'll switch round, but before we switch round, there's a sound coming here that you'll be doing later on when we're doing the consonants. This L is dental. It means the tongue hits the teeth.
So we don't say la 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 la, we say la
la
la la la, 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 la. Okay? So Yanni would in the rolling garage, we'll do the short and they can do the long. Oh, but happy la, not la 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 la. Okay, on the thread. Cas.
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 Las.
Las.
Ba.
Ba.
Glass.
Ra.
Clack.
La.
Back.
Tra.
Mar.
Ma.
Mac.
Ca.
Fan.
Fan.
For almost my ship. You hear a whole lot of people work. I'm looking at the call of the beautiful room that Linda has here. You hear a whole lot of people pronouncing this wrong. To say the English word glass, glass is what you have on the window, glass. This isn't glass, this is glass.
Glass.
Glass. Glass. Okay? Glass. The glass is broken, but you show glass. Glass. It's a short app. Glass. Okay? So, is that okay for the ass? Now, we're going to compare the back ah to the front ah. So, I'll say them first, right? I'll say the back one and then the front one. Ass, ass. Out, out. Fad, fad. Mas, mas. Mar, mar. Alla, alla. Ban, ban. And the longer one, ban. Gam, yam. I can make it long. Yam. Lan, Lan. Fasa, fasa. Faras, far, far. San, shan, shan. Aspo, aspo. Can you hear the difference between the as? Yeah, it's struggled, but if you listen properly, you'll hear it's very different. So we'll say them together. As.
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 Out.
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 As.
Fad.
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 Mas.
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 I mentioned dolls again here as well, our concerts here. To help you, to look at this one first. This is long, of course, with mass, but also this is a broad M and this is a slender M because you can see the end there, the E there. A broad M, your lips are rounded. Mass, mass, mass. A slender M, your lips are spread apart and they're stuck in against the teeth. Mass, 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 mass. Can you hear the difference? Mass. Of course, one of them's long as well. Mass, mass, mass. Okay? So we'll try them again. As.
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 Out.
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 Fad.
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 Mass.
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 Mar.
Mar.
I said that too long. Mar.
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 Alla.
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 Bang.
Bang.
Ban.
Ban.
The longer one, ban.
Ban.
So that's another thing. Usually when something's long, you see a length mark. But sometimes when there's a double consonant coming after it, it makes the vowel long. So in this case, the A is long because of the two N's. So the word, first word is word for a woman, ban.
Ban.
And the next word is a cliff, ban.
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 Gan.
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 Lan.
Lan.
Yan.
Yan.
Fasa.
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 Faris.
Faris.
Far.
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 Jim, you'll let this here. There was a book we did in school, whenever I was learning Irish in school, and this was the title of it. But it's very good for teaching sounds. God is the best man. Is she Gia and far is far. Is she Gia and far is far. Can you hear the difference? So both of them are front as, but one's longer than the other. So after again, the is she Gia
and
far
is far.
Is far.
Is far.
Okay, so. Oh, never mind. Bye. Oh, boom, my best.
It's
quite right. So, catch what fanula? Fanula, Yan he should Narodi Kurlug, Jani Virginia, Narodi Tossi, Maggie Lore. We'll do the front vowels and she'll do the back ones. Dore.
As.
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 Mas.
Mas.
Mar.
Mar.
Al.
Al.
Van.
Dan.
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 Yan.
Lan.
Yan.
Fasa.
Far.
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 Sham. Sham.
Aspel.
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 I'm looking at one here. Share.
Yeah.
I'm going to compare this. Suppose you can hear the difference. The English word that I was talking about a while ago. Far, that as long in English, isn't it? Far. You don't say far. You say far, far away. And that's a short in Irish, and also it's a front. Far.
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 Far. Far. Far. Everything is far.
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 Van.
Van.
Far.
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 Far. Far. Far. Far. Far. Far. Far. So, Bucky Majoray, Gigi. Oh, come on, let's go. So, in Irish, as I say, in Ulster, the O, the long O is usually an open O, so we say bo, so we'll say them together. Boss.
Boss.
Bo.
Bo.
Bug.
Bug.
Og.
Og.
Cos.
Cos.
Cota.
Cota.
Dung.
Dung.
Rod.
Rod.
Donna.
Donna.
Og.
Og.
Sus.
Sus.
Fod.
Fod.
Car.
Car.
Cross.
Cross.
Club.
Club.
Cross.
Cross.
Host.
Host.
Posta.
Posta.
Long.
Long.
What about the next one?
No.
No. It's a closed O. So we have a closed O if there's an N or an M beside it. So it's loan and not lawn. Loan.
No.
If you look at the one before, it's an open O. Posta. This is a closed O. Loan.
No.
Okay? Long?
I don't get that.
Right. If the O fat, if the long O comes beside an N or an M, it's in Ulster, it's a closed O, which is O.
Just because it's beside an N?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. So, for example, this word here, it's a closed O, more. But this is an open O, og. In Connemara and in Munster, they're all closed O, O's beside og and more. We differentiate between them. This is open and this is closed, og, more.
And is that the only two exceptions, M and N?
M and N, yeah. But there's certain, consonants, okay, there's a no sound as well, but we'll come to that.
It's before and after.
Yeah,
before
yeah, so, yeah, that's right. Own, loan, and here it comes after it, more, okay? And it's very funny because in Scotland, in Scottish Gaelic, we have an open O here, a closed O because of the second name, roan, but in Scottish Gaelic they have an open O there, that's the word for seal. They say wrong, they have an open one. We have a closed room. Okay? So that's a big difference between Ulster and the rest of the country. Right? The open O and the closed O. So fun.
Fun.
Rome.
Rome.
Bop.
Bop.
More.
More.
Look.
Look.
Forward.
Forward.
Now, be very careful with that. People get very lazy and they say the English word for car, which is four. Four. There's two syllables in this word. It's forward, forward, and it's a wee bit nasal as well because of the end. Forward,
forward.
The English word for car is four. This is four. So the
forward,
forward.
Forward.
Pardon?
Forward?
No, it's closed. It's closed forward because it's a set of M. Forward, forward. It's an over. Okay.
So we'll go down through them again. Nula and Yanni Shipshin Narodi Gerich, because Yanni Majin Narodi Father. You recognise the difference between the open one and the closed one.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do the long ones. For Nula and her mates will be doing the short one. So we don't say in Connemara, they would say bocht, gorum, orum, carum. We say oct. Ours is a more open open. So this word here, in Connemara and in Munster, they would say bocht. We say bocht. Do you hear the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Bocht. And for the number, in Connemara they would say oct. And in Munster they would say oct. We say oct. Isn't that right? No. I was going to hear oct. So I begin a fork, Nisha. Oct.
Oct.
Carum.
Carum.
Arum.
Arum.
Car.
Car.
Okay, a short.
Can you say it again? Oct. Was it carum?
Carum. Carum. And there's something there that we'll be talking about in a wee while. There's a thing we call, Gotakunt, in English it's called an epenthetic vowel, which means a vowel that helps you to say it, but it's not written. And it happens. This is one of the cases it happens when an R and an M come together in a monosyllabic word. Gorum, it comes in here, it comes in here. Orum, it comes in here. Alabun, we don't say Albun, we say Alabun. That's an epenthetic vowel. Far easier to say in Irish. Motocunta. Dar, no.
No.
Yeah, it is, yeah, but there's something else in Darham that we'll be talking about. Yep, it's in Darham.
Of course there is.
Between the R and the CH, Darham. Darham. And that's the raised O that it was talking about. In Connemara, they would say, not raised, Lord. In Connemara, they would say, Darham. And in Munster, they would say, Darham. We say, Darham. We raise it to an A. An A sound. Darham. Darham. Because you know it's not Darham. Darham. Connemara, Doraha. And the girl's name, Sarah. And Connemara would be Sarah. And in Munster would be Sarah. We say Sarah. So we lower that O sound in some words, and we'll be looking at them later. So, anyway. So the U sound, a short U is up, and a long U is O. Yes, you have to be careful about this because it's a rounded U. And in Belfast, people say, You. Pretend you're kissing somebody, right? And you're saying, you, not you, you, you. You, right? You. So move your lips out as if you're going to kiss somebody, okay, when you're saying it. Abrogate the egg. Rod.
Rod.
Coog.
Coog.
Boss.
Boss.
Lood.
Lood.
Bon.
Bon.
Plur.
Plur.
Dusta.
Dusta.
Dluce.
Dluce.
Gunna,
Gunna,
Guna,
Guna,
Crop,
Crop,
Crew,
Crew,
Bus,
Boom,
Hoss,
Hoss,
Hooder,
Hooder,
Hop,
Hog,
Formation of Hulk, Poo,
Poo,
Salt,
Salt,
Sue,
Sue.
Okay, so remember not to say Hooder, Hooder, Hooder. So we'll do the short ones and you do the long ones, okay? Rug.
Coon.
Boss.
Blue.
Bon.
Blue.
Dossa.
Deluce.
Bonna.
Guna.
Crop.
Coon.
Goon.
Hoss.
Pooder.
Hog.
Coon.
Salt.
Soon.
So we're going to take a wee break now. I'm going to take a break. This is what you're going to do. You're going to go through the words with the person beside you, right? And one of you do one side and the other do the other side. Work it out whatever way you're going to do it, okay? For about 5 minutes. Just the size of what we've done so far, okay? And then you'll listen to me back.
Okay.
What page are we on to? So we got a share. Right, so we're on to, we did the open O and the closed O, and I think we did the, sorry, we did the short O and the long O, and we also did the U, and we're on to the slender O. So, a slender I is pronounced F. Short I is pronounced F, and a long I is pronounced E. Okay? Also, you have to remember that whatever consonant's going to be inserted is because it's I, the consonant inserted is going to be a slender consonant. Right? And we'll be doing the consonants after the vowels, but just pick up a wee bit. Okay? So, on the back. No, we're on the A. Sorry. A short A is E and a long A is E. So, I'll begin the A. Pell. I'll say them all first, okay? And I'll say the short ones, I'll say the long one. Pell.
Pell.
Don't say anything, just listen. It's manner than Che is just more than
understanding.
Pell.
Pell.
Right. Pell, pair, illa, era, etcha, est, ferum, fella, kist, kela, fish, ferry, chist, chair, lish, lair, brish, care, jish, kish. So, what happens through my experience is people make that short and shorty one. So, they don't say pell, they say pell. It's not pell, the word for football. It's not pell, it's pell. It's a shorty. And you hear people saying, when they're saying the word for other, you hear them saying, Ella. Ella, that's an English name. Ella. Ella. This is Ella. 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 Can you hear the difference? Ella. Ella. Now, you know, I've got a sister called Ella. Ella. I've another sister. Ella. 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 Okay? So, Scarabin. I'll begin the A. Pell. Hera. Ella. Hera.
Hera.
Etcha.
Etcha.
Est.
Est.
Ferum.
Ferum.
And there's an epithetic vowel there between the R and the M and ferum.
Ferum.
Fella.
Fella.
Kesht.
Kesht.
So that's what I hear a lot of people making long. The E here. You hear people saying Kesht. It's not Kesht, it's a shorty. Kesht.
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 Kela.
Kela.
Fish.
Fish.
And you also hear people saying fish. I'm going to a fish. It's not a fish, it's a fish. Fish. Fish.
Fish.
Fairy.
Fairy.
Chesht.
Chesht.
Che.
Che.
Nish. Year.
Year.
Bresh.
Bresh.
Ke.
Ke.
Jish.
Jish.
Kesh.
Kesh.
Pel.
Pel.
Hera.
Hera.
Ella.
Ella.
Hera.
Hera.
Itcha.
Itcha.
Esht.
Esht.
Ferum.
Ferum.
Fela.
Fela.
Kesht.
Kesht.
Kela.
Kela.
Fish.
Fish.
Fairy.
Fairy.
Chest.
Chest.
Che.
Che.
Lesh.
Lesh.
Year.
Year.
Brish.
Brish.
Ke.
Ke.
Jish.
Jish.
Kesh.
Kesh.
And there's a bit about spelling there. Can anybody see a spelling rule there? Something that stands out about that. The E.
You when have you're spelling. Have an I after
the exactly. There's all when it's in the middle of the word or the beginning of a word, when it's in there's always an I after it. It's never by itself except at the end of a word. There's always an I after it. Okay? Remember that when you're spelling. Okay, so, yeah. And Teo Sean, the ships in the Roddy Garage, or Gianni Maginia in the Roddy Father, Michael Orr, short and long, okay. What's your bread? Father, Garage, Gorello,
Pell,
Pear,
Pell,
Era,
Esh,
Esh,
Ferrum,
Fair,
Kesh,
Kerr,
Pesh,
Ferrum,
Pesh,
Kesh,
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There, I heard somebody making a mistake there. This E makes the T slender, which is che, chest, chest, and this is a slender T, chest, chest. Okay? Yanni Virginia Gary Job is Yanni Shift your father, Gary Job is father, Michael Orr, Pell,
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 Pell, Pell,
Pell,
Pell,
Pell,
Pell, Pell, Pell, Pell,
Fish.
Ferrum.
Ferrum.
Kish.
Ferrum.
Fish.
Ferrum.
Chish.
Che.
Lesh.
Yeah.
Brish.
Ke.
Jish.
Kish.
Right, there's another thing here. I just mentioned things in passing about the consonants because we'll be doing the consonants. But this L here is what we call, even though it's written single, we call this a double slender L, which is pronounced like the L in million. Year, 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 and this is a slender R, which isn't in English, and you just have to learn it, but it's R. Year, year, year. Okay, but we'll come to the consonants later.
Is that only when there's a feather after it? Yeah.
No, anything is slender, except there's a couple of exceptions.
Without a
feather?
Yeah.
What about Lash?
That's the exception. Please, short. So, Yan.
Yan.
To follow, or follow me. Yan. Yan. It's a double L. So, a double L isn't written as a double L at the beginning of a word, but it's a double L. Yan.
Yan.
Yan. Okay? Okay?
Excuse me,
Yan.
Where is perfect Irish spoken?
Nobody speaks perfect Irish. The same way as nobody speaks perfect English.
Well, as close as we can.
No, no. Yeah, but you have to be as good as you can. Like.
Is there anywhere that
you can? No, there's some people are good and some people are. There's nobody perfect.
Perfect. And are as close to it? No.
No.
Are you?
God, maybe? So, this E sound that we're saying now, I hear a lot of people saying this here. It comes here, and this word. In people's name, I hear people saying this wrong. I hear people saying Eamon. Eamon. And it's not Eamon, it's Eamon. Eamon. It's that Lori that we're talking about. It's not A, but it's A. Eamon. Eamon. Seamus. Not Seamus. It's not an E sound. It's an A sound. Seamus. Eamon. Eamon. And not Eamon and Seamus. Where else does it happen where people make it wrong? Seamus. Pardon?
Sean.
That's a long ah. Sean. No, it's this word for happiness. Oh. Shem. Shen. The word for happiness. Shen. Shemus. Emin. Not Emin. Emin. Shem. It comes here. You hear people saying But we don't pronounce this E, by the way, in Ulster. We say Gaelic, Gaelic. Yeah. But I hear people saying an E sound here. They say Gaelic. It's not Gaelic, it's Gaelic. 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 It's not an E sound, it's an A sound. Gaelic. And the same here. Shem, Seamus, Emin. Gaelic, not Gaelic. Gaelic. Well, Gaelic, okay. Gaelic. Okay? So, for Scarabi. Abrigimia. N.
N.
Ched.
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 Kes.
Kes.
Dessa.
Dessa.
Tred.
Tred.
Med.
Med.
Yell.
Yell.
Pair. I'm going to mention something about the vowels to the consonants, even though we haven't reached them yet. This is a broad D. And the broad D, the tongue hits the T. So it's not med, it's med, med. Your tongue hits your T. Med, med. Okay? So, during the change generation. N.
N.
Ched.
Ched.
Ked.
Ked.
Kes.
Kes.
Besa.
Besa.
Tred.
Tred.
People are brilliant there, ain't that one? This is a slender T. How do we know it's slender? Because there's an E here, so it's not tre, but tre, tre, tre. Okay? I'm going to write my next one. Ned.
Ned.
Niel.
Niel.
Bell.
Bell.
So, short I and the Lord, short E and the long E. Short E is E, and the long E is E. Isha.
Isha.
E.
E.
Kishja.
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 Rishja.
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 Villa.
Villa.
Fish.
Fish.
Gilla.
Gilla.
Ree.
Ree.
Mil.
Mil.
Ni.
Ni.
Min.
Min.
Ni.
Ni.
Bin.
Bin.
Ree.
Ree.
Villa.
Villa.
Fish.
Fish.
Chich.
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 Chich. Mila.
Mila.
So that's a slender T, it's not titch, but chitch, chitch, or hitch. So, Arish, Isha, E, Kishja, Kishja, Brishja, Brishja, Villa,
Villa,
Fish,
Fish,
Gilla,
Gilla,
Ree,
Ree,
Mil,
Mil,
Ni,
Ni,
Min,
Min,
Ni,
Ni,
Bin,
Bin,
Ree,
Ree,
Villa,
Villa,
Beesh,
Beesh,
Chitch,
Chitch,
Mina.
Mina.
Journey with Jimmy Naroli, Gericho, because Journey ships in Naroli and Tafata Nula, Mikey Door. Isha.
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 Isha. Isha.
Risha.
Risha.
Fella.
Fish.
Gilla.
Ri.
Nil.
Me.
Nin.
Me.
Din.
Ri.
Gilla.
Fish.
Chish.
Mina.
Mina. There's a splendor, as I say, as the consonant sounds come in. Oh, I'm still going to mention them even though we haven't started on them. There's a word in English where you put your rubbish, and that's a bin. Put that in a bin. This is bin.
Bin.
It's a different N. It's like as if there was a Y coming after it, but you're not saying the Y. Bin. Bin. Bin.
Bin.
Bin. And the B's are different as well. This B is a standard. Bin. Bin. And I'm saying the English word, I would say bin. Put that in a bin. 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 The word for sweet in Irish is bin, 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 bin. And if I added something onto that, that's the word for sweet. If I was to make it into a noun, which is sweetness, I would still have that binius, 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 not binius, binius. So take the E-I-S, you've still got the same N's, bin, bin, binius. Okay, bin, 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 bin. No, gin on toes, it. Got your knees. I'm going to say the English word and the Irish word. Okay? And if I'm speaking properly, put a little bit of our finger on the right word. Bin. 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 Right, so it's clear enough, isn't it? Right, okay, but another's got a lot of crack because you got an education for the Irish word. But you can hear the difference, can't you?
Yes.
Okay? So, Scarabi. Another vowel sound is when A and O come together. And there's two different sounds in Donegal, but the most common one is an E sound. Another sound is an unrounded O sound, which I can't do very well, and I don't do that, but I do the E sound. So I would say, for example, Ian. And Torrey Island in the north of Donegal, they would say an unrounded O sound. I say in, in. And the same here. Say. In North Donegal, they would say so, an unrounded U. So, see. And in Scotland, they would have an unrounded U sound as well. So, see. And in Connemara, it's the same. It's an E sound. See. But in Munster, it's an A sound. Sail. But we say an E sound. See. And that's the easiest one to say, Andy. But I'm sorry. Scarpet. E.
Ear.
Seer.
Seer. Deer.
Deer.
Key.
Where?
Easter.
Kira.
Kira.
Chris.
Chris.
Inya.
Inya.
Ish. Now, I was talking about the double N there. Sometimes you get a single N, but it stands for a double N. So, we would say dinya, we say that's like a double N, dinya, for a person. In Connemara they use a single N, they say dinna, dinna. We say dinya, like a double N, dinya. And the word for Friday, we say like a double N, enya, enya. And this word, kris, means gluttony. Now that's one of the seven deadly sins, gluttony, kris. Don't go overboard on the potatoes. Najan Kreiser Nakrati. So, Scarabee, catch you on this. Somebody was talking about that I think it was Dominica, you were talking about the raised O, or the lower O, sorry. There was a word I was saying there, yeah. We have it here. We or that, you sort of an accent, or scarabee, we don't say or scarabee. Pardon?
Some of us do.
Well, I do, or scarabee, and that's the way it would be in Donegal, or scarabee. And of course, when we're talking a slide over words, we probably would mean say that, scarabee. And we slide over this as well, we don't even say that, scarabee. So, Abergavy Irish, E. Ear.
Ear.
Seer.
Seer.
Deer.
Deer.
Veil.
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 Weir.
Weir.
Easter.
Easter.
Kira.
Kira.
Chris.
Chris.
Inya.
Inya.
Ish.
Ish.
Then we'll have an A sound. Leg.
Leg.
Remember that L is a dental L, so you're going to hit your teeth and it's not leg. Leg, the diphthongs, there's five diphthongs in the north. In the south, we have other diphthongs where we wouldn't have them. So, the first one is ia, ia. And a lot of people are very lazy and they don't have to say bia, bia, bia. It's not bia, it's bia. Bia, you have to say bia, right? So, I'll begin here. Bia.
Bia.
Thea.
Bia.
Pian.
Pian.
Gian.
Gian.
Rian.
Rian.
Trian.
Trian.
Kian.
Kian.
Brian.
Brian.
Mian.
Mian.
Right, when you're saying bia, don't make it too long. Just make it that you can hear bia. Some people are saying it too long. So then you have tua, and remember when you're doing the tua sound, to round your mouth as if you're kissing somebody, you say tua,
tua, tua,
round your mouth. Okay? Tua,
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 tua, tua, tua, tua, tua, tua, tua, tua, tua, when it comes in the center of a word, and we pronounce it as ow. So, kaula,
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 kaula.
The next one is sounded differently. I'm going to say it the way some people say it first, and then we'll say it the way I would say some of them. Cider.
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 Mwajan.
Mwajan.
I would sound them a wee bit different. I would say cider.
Cider.
Mwajan. It's sort of an A sound. Cider. What's just cider?
Steiger would be what we would say in Connemara, Steiger, but I would say Steiger. Steiger, like an accent. Steiger, Steiger, August Mwajan. No way. Mwajan, no way. Okay? So, from the veterans catch language. Apart from the diphthongs, we're on page 10. Apart from the diphthongs, about this, is what happens when two vowels come together. When two vowels come together, if they're not a diphthong, if one of them's long, it's the long one that you say, and the other one just tells you whether the consonant is broad or slender. So, for example, we had that word earlier on, the name for a person, catch. That's the one that we say. We don't say the eye. The eye's only telling you that the taste is slender. Catch. So if anything is long, if there's two vowels together and one of them's long, it's the long one that you say, and the other one's only telling you about the consonant that's coming after. So, the first one. Ash.
Ash.
Aya.
Aya.
Vanya.
Vanya.
Vaj.
Vaj.
Raya.
Raya.
Cash.
Cash.
So you're not staring here in the eye at all. You're only hearing the last sound, and the consonant coming after the slender. So Asian, ash,
ash,
alia,
alia,
fanya,
fanya,
waj,
waj,
ralia,
ralia,
cash,
cash.
Right, the word after that, the word for gold is or. That's an open O, or. But if I slender is it something that has good Irish, it's this here. The I, the difference the I is making, it's making the R slender. There's no sound of this I. It's making it a slender R, and that's one of the sounds it's very hard for people to make who have English, because it's not in the English language, it's in Irish. Or, R's. The difference is in the R's. There's no difference, but do you hear that? It's still the O sound. It's the R that's different, and the I is making the R different. The I has no sound. It's making the R slender. Or, R's. Find your R's. Or, find your R's. We'll come to that when we come to the consonants. But you hear the difference?
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Well, it's pretty clear. That goes to a scarabee. Right, and remember as well, it's an open O. We say or, and Connemara would be closed O. Or. So, go to this one. So, Johnny McKenna Lyon?
Okay.
Well, best of it. Or. Or, 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 or. Isn't it clear?
Mm-hmm.
Right, so as I said, the first thing is to be able to hear the difference. Once you can hear the difference, then you just practice. Okay? So, catch or which? Or,
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 or.
The word for, one of the words for the voice is glor, 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 and open O. Connemara closed O, glor. And the word for glory, the only difference between them is that one has a broad R and the other one has a slender R. This is voice. I'm trying to think the difference we make between glor and good. Good is when you're singing, a singing voice. And glor is a speaking voice. That's the way it is in Ulster. Right? Good. Glor. This is glory, and this is a voice. Glor. 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 Right? Glor. Glor. Can you hear the difference? Mm-hmm. We'll not be practicing the consonants now, but as long as you can hear the difference, glor. Glor. So if I put anybody, even somebody that has only started Irish, who's only started Irish? Right. Can you hand me the turtle? Stefan, would you go up? Right? And we'll see. So, obviously, Stefan hasn't been listening to Irish very much, but if I'm speaking properly and if he's a good ear, then he'll be heard. You don't mind, Stefan?
No.
Right, so just put what you think I'm saying. I'm going to jump between the two of them, and I might say one of them twice or three times. Glor. 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 Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, Stefan's only started Irish and he can hear the difference, okay? So, Scarabee. Oors.
Cush.
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 In.
In.
Shin.
Shin.
Ed.
Ed.
Day.
Day.
Ked.
Ked.
Jet.
Jet.
Egg.
Egg.
boy. This is the other L that we were talking about earlier on. A slender L, which is pronounced ye. Ye. Lee. Ye. Lee. Goalie. Goalie. Go to bed. Goalie. Lee. Ye. 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 Le. Le. Ye. Is it clear? Lee. Ye. Ye. Ye and plate. Don't lick the plate. Nah, ye and plate. Goalie. Goalie. Lee. Ye. Lee. Ye. Okay? So, start again. Lee.
We,
fame, care,
kiss,
so you hear, it's only the long one that you're hearing. The other one is telling you whether the consonant is broad or slender. Except some, so if we were saying this word, for example, we don't say she's, we say she's. She's. The O isn't sounded, the O is just telling that the S is broad. She's. She's and shin. She's. She's. Okay? So, I'm going to like this practice on some of the ones we've done so far. Just start from where we started in the second part and practice with the person beside you. Okay? For a few minutes. Did you? Oh, just a couple of minutes. I'm going to Hi, Kitchen. Will she have any Gary Kay? Kitchen. Hi, Kitchen. Will she have Gary Kay?
I'm doing good. It's a good quality one, but they don't do the dance anymore, so it has to be digital. So